With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Army choppers will not be sharing airspace with commercial airliners anymore near Washington.
The federal government says temporary rules imposed after last year's collision of an airliner and an Army helicopter to improve the safety of the crowded airspace around Washington, D.C. are being made permanent. The Federal Aviation Administration took steps to make sure that helicopters and airplanes would no longer share the same airspace around Reagan National Airport shortly after the investigation into the January 29th crash that killed 67 people began. The National Transportation Safety Board plans to detail everything that contributed to the crash at a hearing next Tuesday. Keith Peters, Washington.
Following 3 weeks of constant demonstrations in Iran, officials now say the death toll from all of the habits there now have reached 5,000 and many more are feared dead. 27,000 people have been arrested. Vice President J.D. Vance in Minneapolis earlier Thursday saying he was visiting to learn more.
I wanted to meet with business leaders, with ICE officers, with local law enforcement to try to understand a little bit better what's going on so that we can tone down the temperature a little bit, reduce the chaos, but still allow us as a federal government to enforce the American people's immigration laws. That is the purpose of my visit.
One huge storm beginning to move now across the nation, bringing ice, snow, and brutally cold temperatures. Forecasters are warning this storm could very likely rival a hurricane in damage because of power lines and trees, especially in areas with extremely heavy ice, and wind chills could drop to 50 below zero. This is SRN News. A Minnesota lawmaker weighs in on the St. Paul Church protest.
Democratic State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, has addressed the invasion of a Southern Baptist church by anti-ICE protesters this month on Facebook. Finke compares the event to similar church invasions during the AIDS crisis, saying, quote, "Actions like this, nonviolent resistance in the face of government inaction or oppression, are essential, and they must continue until ICE is out of our state." Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country, well, that does not necessarily protect against persecution. International Christian Concern says in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians there represent about 95% of the nation's population, yet they are being slaughtered to this day at alarming rates. This is SRN News. Concerns heightening about the safety of railroad systems in Spain. That after not one, but two deadly crashes this week.
A high-speed train in southern Spain derailed on Sunday and dozens were killed. More than 150 other people were injured. Another train crash occurred in northeastern Spain and one person was killed. That crash involved a Barcelona commuter train. A local resident of Villafranca in northeastern Spain said the railway infrastructure was already faulty and people complained, yet nothing was done sooner. While Spain's high-speed rail network generally runs smoothly, the commuter rail service is plagued by reliability issues. Crashes causing injury or death are not common. I'm Karen Chemas.
Displaced Syrians are returning to the city of Aleppo after clashes between government forces and Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces earlier this month. More details, srnnews.com.